The cruise industry projects 1.44 million passengers will visit Alaska this season. But whether that'll materialize is an open question.
This Sunday, growing coronavirus fears.
During a Sunday appearance on NBC's Meet the Press, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases was blunt.
Don't get on a cruise ship.
That's immunologist Dr. Anthony Fauci, the federal institution's chief. NBC's Chuck Todd pushes back.
No cruise, and how about no airplanes, no trains? Well, where are you on transportation?
Here's where the recommendation from the CDC. I feel this way strongly,
yes.
And this will be a recommendation. If you're a person with an underlying condition, and you are particularly an elderly person with an underlying condition, you need to think twice about getting on a plane on a long trip, and not only think twice, just don't get on a cruise ship.
The U.S. State Department had a similar message. It posted a Sunday travel warning that said U.S. citizens, particularly travelers with underlying health conditions, should not travel by cruise ship. It added that the CDC notes increased risk in a cruise ship environment. But there are mixed messages. A day before, Vice President Mike Pence met cruise industry executives in Florida. He told reporters Saturday that an industry-led response to improve passenger screening was planned to ensure people could cruise safely.
It's a great entertainment value for Americans, and we want to ensure that the American people can continue, as we deal with the coronavirus, to enjoy the opportunities in the cruise line industry and be confident that the industry and our government at every level are working in concert to ensure their health and well-being.
Alaska Cruise Industry Representative Mike Tibbles wouldn't talk on tape. But in a written statement Monday, he said the industry was surprised by the State Department's blanket advice against cruise travel. He added that cruise lines would be submitting their plan to the vice president imminently. So what will that mean for Alaska's visitor sector? In the capital city, which receives 99% of cruise visitors, Travel Juno's Liz Perry isn't making any predictions.
We're seeing a few individual cancellations among our Travel Juno partners, but nothing major. One of our partners has indicated that it's a little early in the season, actually, to get a really good gauge on the effect of this message from the State Department.
But looking at the demographics of those most at risk of becoming seriously ill, there are reasons to worry. According to a 2018 profile of cruise visitors by the industry, a fifth of Alaska's cruise visitors are retirees. Governor Mike Dunleavy told reporters Monday that's who public health officials are working to protect.
Young people, children don't seem to be impacted as older folks with underlying issues. That's the group that we're focusing on.
He said the first cruise passengers won't arrive till April, giving the state time to plan.
We're working with the cruise ship industry right now as we speak to make sure that when that season starts that we are prepared to guarantee that our folks are safe here in Alaska.
Screening passengers and crew for coronavirus will be challenging. Current studies suggest people can go 2 weeks, and in some cases longer, before they show symptoms, yet still be contagious. Some business owners and port communities are rattled. Skagway has a year-round population of about 1,000 people, but it was projected to receive more than 1 million cruise passengers this year.
There's definitely kind of a pale over the town. We're definitely discussing it. There's already a feeling that the passenger count will be down.
Carla Ray owns 5 businesses in town that cater to visitors. She feels a blanket warning against cruise travel was too broad. She says it should have been targeted to high-risk groups.
But I think that people are making their plans now to cruise, and I do feel like older people are going to look at that and say, I can just cruise next summer, and let's not go this summer.
She's dug back to her records from after 2008. That's when cruise visitors plummeted in the wake of the global financial crisis. Reviewing those numbers, she's put in a hiring freeze and scaled back plans for what had been the promise of another record-breaking cruise season for Alaska. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.